Girls on the Run has been a program that's been running strong for years now. There's also a spinoff program involving boys called the Tuwu Klatsin. And both groups need more coaches. And here to talk about that and also about the run is Natalie Watson, who's the manager for Girls on the Run, which is a program that's run by AWARE, which is an amazing organization. So, Natalie, thanks so much for coming in. And your daughter, Maya Breedlove, is also here. Hi.
Hi,
Maya. How you doing?
I'm good.
Good, good. Well, let's talk about the run, first of all. It seems like every year it's great to put out the call for coaches. And, of course, that's a huge part of sort of the point of this, I think, too, is for kids to get that great interaction, right?
That's right. The positive mentorship and the relationships and just like the social space is a big part of what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So first of all, when's the run happen?
Well, the run is a 10-week program that ends with a 5K.
That's right.
In like mid-December.
I always make that mistake, but right. It's a whole thing.
Uh-huh, right.
And it's so cool because it is this 10-week thing so that people of any ability can come in and get training up to the point where the 5K run is something that they can actually accomplish, right? That's really cool.
Yeah, it's something I look forward to every year.
Are you someone who's kind of like a natural runner, or is it something that this is something that you really look forward to as far as getting coached up?
Yeah, well, I've been in Girls on the Run since 2017, since I was 7. So every year.
So you've become a natural runner as a result, right?
Yeah.
You've been something since you're 7. That's pretty much you're locked in. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, cool. Well, tell me about what's some of your favorite things about the run?
Well, the run itself is awesome. I mean, the 5K, you're not forced to run, you can walk. You can talk with people. There's people cheering you on, you get snacks. I mean,
hey.
There's all sorts of things to do.
And where is it? Is it different every year, or is it kind of what general area is it? Is it downtown? Or?
Well, the December one is at the field house because
okay.
usually the snow
yeah.
is
yeah.
here by
sure.
then.
Right.
The spring one is outside, usually Sandy Beach or Brotherhood Bridge Trail.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good trails. Good trails for running for a 5K especially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the call for coaches and teachers and things like that. Tell me more about this. Give me some more details about that.
Yeah, so everyone is invited to be a coach, men and women. We're looking for just people who want to be positive mentors to kids and just be there for them, be enthusiastic, and help empower them to be exactly who they are.
Do you think that the program has in some way, Maya, helped you? Is there ways that you can think of it helped you in certain ways?
Oh, definitely. Girls on the Run is a great place to learn about yourself, express yourself, learn about others, make new friends, and just have fun. Running is just one part of it.
Yeah. But it's cool to have it be a part of it that's around just something that you can do. I mean, running is about pacing, and it's something you can do at your own pace.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're all about that.
Yeah.
Right. Totally non-competitive.
Yes.
So it's rare to find a sport that's that non-competitive.
Yeah, right. But just get out there, run, have a great time. And then do you end up how does it kind of work? Do you end up dividing into teams, or is it just one-on-one with coaches, or how does that work?
Yeah, we have teams at school, so it's an after-school program, and it's a group of 8 to 15 girls and about 3 coaches, which is nice and ideal.
That's the total amount, but about 15 girls
mm-hmm.
total in
yep.
town do it? Okay, cool.
Well, 15 at each site.
At each site. That's
yeah.
what I was getting at. Okay, how many total about or how many total have you had in years past, you know?
Oh, well, usually we have a few teams, like maybe 4 teams
okay, so maybe
of Girls
50
on the
or
Run.
Uh-huh. 60 people get involved.
Yeah, yeah, but that was before the pandemic.
Right.
We got kicked back a bit.
Yeah, it affected a lot of stuff.
Building back up for sure.
Yeah.
And I also want to mention we also have this program, Etul Klatsin, which we've helped build here in Southeast Alaska, and that is open to boys and girls. And we're very excited about that because that integrates Tlingit culture, language, stories, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's I can see why a program like this would attract other people saying, well, that sounds cool. I want to get involved with it, but I happen to be a boy or I happen,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that's a cool way of bringing in some other elements to that as well.
Absolutely. And we know that, you know, culture is a prevention factor. So it's going to make kids more resilient, more well to be connected to their culture, to be connected to this place. So that's why AWARE is doing this. We're trying to build a healthier community.
What are some of the things that are emphasized in the girls' program as you're working with kids?
Well, so girls tend to, or starting around the age of 9, tend to become less and less involved in team sports, and they also have this drop in self-confidence. So Girls on the Run is addressing this directly, trying to build back up their confidence and show them that they have it within them to do whatever they want, to be whoever they are. So we'll do things like critique ads, and we'll teach them like how to make friendships and keep friendships, and we'll teach them the true meaning of beauty. So I have these quotes from some of our girls last season. We asked them what beauty is at the end of the season, and they said, "What is inside of you?" Another girl said, "Your own talent and worth." Another girl said, "Who you are." So they're learning these beautiful values about what true beauty is.
It's so, you know, it's just, it's such an interesting thing. I mean, we all have our own personal struggle as we grow up. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone, mm-hmm. every single adult today, when they say, "How was it growing up?" they all say, "Oh, well, you know, you know, it was good," and you know, and if you could just get a person through that and mm-hmm. let them know and give them that perspective that the times are. There's going to be good times and bad times as you're growing mm-hmm. up, and to keep that positive self-spirit is such
Absolutely.
An important thing.
And yeah. teach them that it's okay to have difficult, strong emotions, and there's no bad emotions. It's all good. We just have to kind of learn to understand ourselves, understand each other.
Yeah, it's also a safe place to talk about your struggle without the fear of being judged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and talk about it with both peers and with adults that you know are there in order to just listen and hear and maybe provide yeah. some sort of positive feedback. Yeah, right.
Exactly.
Because that can be so heavy, right, having to bring something up or mm-hmm. or that as you say, that fear of like, well, this is going to be judged.
Mm. And we find like the running together is like a great place to bring up uncomfortable things because, you know, you're not facing each other. We're kind of working out.
And to encourage each other. And since it's not competitive, we bring each other up.
Mm.
That's really true, isn't it? When you're running along and your mouth's wide open, you know, it is just a time when you sort of like, "Oh, how's it going?" Okay, yeah. You know, you start the conversation. That helps you get through the next 2K, you know.
Right?
Yeah, well, that's really cool. Well, anything else that folks should know about this if they're interested? The training starts mm-hmm. August 27th, is that right?
Yeah, so there's the new coach training for Girls on the Run, August 27th. That's coming up fast. That'll be at Aware. So to sign up, you go to GOTR for Girls on the Run, greateralaska.org, and you can learn more about coaching there and sign up. And for E2 O'Clock Scene, we have a new coach date of September 17th.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So that's for the focus on boys or for boys
and
girls.
Yeah, for both genders.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
right. Well, that's great. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in. You're looking forward to it? Are you already training?
not during the summer, but
well, you're running around doing stuff. You're staying active, right? As long as you stay active, you're in good shape to do a 5K, I think, right? Pretty much, yeah. Well, that's cool.
Not yet. And a lot of coaches aren't quite ready to do a 5K at the start of the season, but coaches, too, can get more fit as they coach this program.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks to both of you for coming in. I really appreciate it, and sounds like it's going to be a great thing. Again, it's Girls on the Run. The coach training is August 27th at Aware, and for the both gender race and program, it's for September 17th. Natalie Watson and Maya Breedlove, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about this, and I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts about your experience with it, Maya. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.